There is a crack in everything. By Moore Lindo, read by Mekon 199. 13. It's 7 a.m., half an hour before the alarm goes off. She wakes up to a stinging pain, different from stomach ache. She's in the bathroom, in search of painkillers, when she realizes something warm and wet is sliding down the inside of her leg. When there's no more hot water left, she gets out of the shower, goes through the motions like her mom explained to her, looks at her red face in the mirror, and puts on makeup. If this is what it's going to be like every month, she doesn't know how she's going to stand it. 16. The fancy dress motto is upside down, inside out. It's too good an opportunity to waste. Her brother's dress shirt over a wrap of ace bandages, waistcoat, and top hat to boot. She looks in the mirror. A young man looks back at her, and something finally clicks. 18. He picks the name Sherlock, so people won't have to change too much from Shirley. Spiting the name's origin, he first shaves his head, then dyes his hair black when it grows out again. His father thinks it's just a phase. His mother doesn't offer much of an opinion. His brother pretends he doesn't know where half his clothes went over the last year. He starts university with a new haircut, a new name, and enough money to last through 3 years of undergraduate education without the need to come home for the summers. Well, if that's what they want. 20. The needle pricks the skin of his thigh, penetrating into the muscle. The doctor pushes the piston down, and 2 milliliters of masculinity make their way into his system. If this is what it's going to be like every month, he doesn't think he will ever get enough of it. 21. The first summer he can go swimming topless, never mind the scars. There is, in many senses, a huge weight off his chest. The summer he first kisses another boy, the two of them stretched out on a picnic blanket, the taste of swimming pool vanilla ice cream in their mouths, the scent of recently mown grass, the buzz of bees surrounding them. The summer he gets his BSc and has to find a proper job. His brother is a civil servant. He applies for lab assistant work. As long as he gets to use his brain, it's all fine. 23. He always knew taking martial arts classes would pay off. At least for me it did, he thinks while he watches lines on monitors and the landscapes of creases in the hospital sheets. The police said their tormentors will be punished for their hate crime. Whatever. Bodily harm is bodily harm, whatever is in people's heads when they inflict it on others. Breaking up is the logical thing to do, saving both of them time. No one's going to stay with someone who nearly got them killed. 26. His old hobby, crime and puzzles, is now his freelance job. Getting paid for something he's good at, how brilliant is that? Every woman in the police swoons over his bone structure. Sally Donovan is one of those women. Her accent grates on him, and she's an idiot. But then, so is everyone. She's a nice distraction after the case is finished, though, and she knows her wine. It's all good until they get out of the bar. Sally is quite forward when she's had something to drink. Her hands are all over him, her tongue invades his mouth. Before he knows it, she's pushing a hand down the front of his trousers. He struggles, but he's too clumsy after the wine. Freak! She flinches from him, leaving him in the cold. 31. His lips disengage from John's, the two of them catching their breath after the force of the movement just gone, not quite knowing where to look, what to say, what to do. He clears his throat as he moves away. John, there is something you should... something about me you should... know. John's eyebrow twitches. What a coincidence. There's something about me that you should know. Go ahead, then. I can tell testosterone patches from nicotine ones. You were saying? If this is what it's going to be like every time, he thinks he can get used to it.